Welcome to the GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important and thought-provoking topics in your EdExcel specification: war, peace, and justice. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need to tackle those tricky questions with confidence. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's begin with the big picture. The war, peace, and justice topic asks you to think deeply about when, if ever, it is morally acceptable to go to war, and how religious and non-religious people respond to conflict. EdExcel wants you to apply religious beliefs to real ethical dilemmas, and that means you need to know your sources of wisdom and authority inside out. There are three main frameworks you need to understand: just war theory, holy war, and pacifism. Let's take each one in turn. Just war theory. Just war theory is the idea that war can be morally justified, but only if it meets a strict set of criteria. This theory was developed by two key Christian thinkers. First, St. Augustine of Hippo, who lived from 354 to 430 CE, argued that Christians could fight in wars to defend the innocent and restore peace. Then, St. Thomas Aquinas, who lived from 1225 to 1274 CE, refined this into a formal framework in his work, Summa Theologica. The criteria for a just war, known in Latin as jus ad bellum, meaning right to go to war, are as follows. First, just cause. The war must be fought for a morally acceptable reason, such as self-defense or protecting innocent civilians. Second, right intention. The aim must be to restore peace, not to seek revenge or gain territory. Third, proper authority. The war must be declared by a legitimate government or authority, not by a rogue group or individual. Fourth, last resort. All peaceful alternatives, diplomacy, sanctions, negotiation, must have been tried and failed before war begins. Fifth, reasonable chance of success. There must be a realistic prospect of achieving the war's aims. A futile war cannot be justified. Sixth, proportionality. The force used must be proportionate to the threat. You cannot use a nuclear bomb to respond to a minor border skirmish. A brilliant memory hook for these six criteria is the acronym JURLS P. Just cause, intention, right authority, last resort, success chance, proportionality, or you could use the phrase just in real life, soldiers protect, just cause, intention, real authority, last resort, success, proportionality. Now, how does this connect to religious sources? In Christianity, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2309, explicitly lists these just war criteria. The Church of England also accepts just war theory. In Islam, the Quran, chapter 2, verse 190 states, "Fight in the way of God those who fight you, but do not transgress limits." This supports the idea of defensive war with proportionality, a key overlap with just war thinking. Holy war. Now let's distinguish just war from holy war. This is a distinction that examiners specifically look for, and candidates who conflate the two will lose marks. A holy war is a war that is believed to be commanded by God or fought for a religious purpose. The criteria for a holy war include: it must be ordered by God or a religious authority, it must be fought to defend or spread the faith, and fighters are promised a spiritual reward. In Christianity, the Crusades fought between 1095 and 1291 CE are the most prominent historical example. Pope Urban II called the First Crusade in 1095, urging Christians to reclaim Jerusalem. Fighters were promised remission of sins. In Islam, the concept of jihad is crucial. Jihad literally means struggle and has two dimensions. The greater jihad is the internal, spiritual struggle to be a better Muslim. The lesser jihad is the external physical struggle, which can include armed conflict. The Quran, chapter 22, verse 39, states, "Permission to fight is given to those who are being fought." This supports the idea that armed struggle can be justified in defense of the Muslim community. It is vital that you do not say all Muslims support war. That would be a serious oversimplification. Many Muslim scholars emphasize that the conditions for lesser jihad are extremely strict and rarely met in modern warfare. Pacifism. Now let's turn to pacifism, the belief that war and violence are never justified. There are two types you must know. Absolute pacifism holds that all war is always wrong under any circumstances. The Quakers, formerly known as the Religious Society of Friends, are the most prominent example of absolute pacifists. They refuse to participate in any military action and have a long history of conscientious objection. Their belief is rooted in the idea that there is that of God in every person, making killing always wrong. Conditional pacifism holds that war is generally wrong, but may be the lesser of two evils in extreme circumstances, for example, to prevent genocide. Key biblical support for pacifism comes from Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Also, Romans chapter 12, verse 18. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. And crucially, the sixth commandment, you shall not murder. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. A key figure here is Martin Luther King Jr., the American civil rights leader who was a Baptist minister. He advocated nonviolent resistance, influenced by Mahatma Gandhi, as a way to fight injustice without resorting to violence. His letter from Birmingham jail in 1963 is a powerful example of conditional pacifism in action. Weapons of mass destruction and nuclear deterrence. One area that often comes up in higher mark questions is the ethics of weapons of mass destruction, WMDs, and nuclear deterrence. This is where you need to apply the just war criteria critically. Nuclear weapons cannot be proportionate. They cause indiscriminate mass civilian casualties, which violates the principle of non-combatant immunity. The Catholic Church, in the Catechism paragraph 2314, states, "Every act of war directed to the indiscriminate destruction of whole cities or vast areas with their inhabitants is a crime against God and humanity." However, some argue for nuclear deterrence, the idea that possessing nuclear weapons prevents war by making the cost of aggression too high. The Church of England's 1982 report, The Church and the Bomb, acknowledged that deterrence could be a temporary, reluctant acceptance, but not a permanent moral position. Section 2, Exam Tips and Common Mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, let's look at the question types you'll face. The Edexcel GCSE Religious Studies paper uses a specific structure. You'll have A questions worth 1 mark, B questions worth 2 marks, C questions worth 4 marks, and D questions worth 12 marks. That D question carries 50% of the section's marks, so you must allocate at least 15 minutes to it. For B questions, two reasons why. Make sure your 2 points are genuinely distinct. Don't say Christians oppose war because it causes suffering, and then Christians oppose war because people get hurt. That's the same point twice, and you'll only get 1 mark. For C questions, explain 2 reasons with reference to a source of wisdom and authority. Your source must be accurate and explicitly linked to one of your points. Don't just drop in a quote at the end. The examiner wants to see you use it as evidence. For the D evaluate question, you need to reach level 4. That means you must evaluate, not just describe. Use the chain: statement, evidence, explanation, impact. For example, just war theory suggests war can be justified. That's your statement. The Catholic Catechism paragraph 2309 lists 6 criteria, including proportionality and last resort. That's your evidence. This means that not all wars are automatically condemned by Christianity. That's your explanation. However, critics argue that in modern warfare, particularly with WMDs, the criteria can never truly be met, undermining the theory's practical usefulness. That's your impact and evaluation. Now, the 3 most common mistakes I see candidates make. Number 1, confusing pacifism with passive resistance. Pacifism is a belief that war is wrong. Passive resistance is a tactic like Gandhi's non-cooperation movement. They overlap, but are not the same thing. Number 2, writing all religious people oppose war. This is factually wrong and will cost you marks. Christianity, Islam, and other faiths all have traditions that can justify war under certain conditions. Number 3, using vague quotes. Don't write "the Bible says love thy neighbor" without explaining how that applies to the specific question. If you're asked about nuclear deterrence, you need to explain why "love thy neighbor" is relevant to that specific context. Section 3, quick fire recall quiz. Let's test your knowledge with a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question 1, name the 2 Christian theologians who developed just war theory. Think. The answer is St. Augustine of Hippo and St. Thomas Aquinas. Question 2, what does Juhad Bellum mean? Think It means right to go to war, the criteria for entering a war justly. Question 3. What is the difference between greater jihad and lesser jihad? Think. Greater jihad is the internal spiritual struggle. Lesser jihad is the external physical struggle, which can include armed conflict. Question 4. Which Christian denomination is most associated with absolute pacifism? Think. The Quakers, the Religious Society of Friends. Question 5. Quote Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Think. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Question 6. What does the Catholic Catechism paragraph 2314 say about WMDs? Think. It states that every act of war directed to the indiscriminate destruction of whole cities is a crime against God and humanity. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review that section of your notes before your exam. Section 4, summary and sign-off. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Just war theory, developed by Augustine and Aquinas, sets out 6 criteria for a morally justified war. Just cause, right intention, proper authority, last resort, reasonable chance of success, and proportionality. Use the acronym JURLSP to remember them. 2. Holy war is distinct from just war. It is war commanded by God for a religious purpose. Don't confuse them in your exam. 3. Pacifism comes in 2 forms: absolute, as held by the Quakers, and conditional. Know the difference and use specific examples. 4. Always cite precise sources of wisdom and authority: Matthew 5, verse 9, Quran 2-190. Catechism, paragraph 2309. Examiner's award marks for accuracy. 5. In your D question, always evaluate, use the statement, evidence, explanation, impact chain, and include divergent views within the same religion. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, the examiner wants to reward you. Give them the specific knowledge and clear reasoning they're looking for, and those marks are yours. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.